I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Look outside, it's all foggy. This is a perfect Halloween.
Yeah.
It really is so perfect.
Tonight's going to be super busy out there, guys. Be careful. The kiddos are going to be out. I know we keep saying that, but they're going to be everywhere, so just slow down.
Now, I know that you are taking a seven-month-old baby. Your baby little boy.
Yep, little frog.
You're taking him trick-or-treating. Are you going to dress up, dad dresses up?
I might just throw on, like, a hockey mask or something of that nature. You know, nothing elaborate or anything.
A hockey mask.
What?
Like the goalie mask?
Yeah.
Jason?
No. Like the Jason mask.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, that'd
mask. Be good. Yeah.
That's a hockey mask, right?
Yeah.
I think it is. Maybe I'll carry a butcher knife or something in my hand.
Oh, that'll be adorable with a stroller.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just saying that I don't have any big plans, but the idea is to get out there, get some candy, and then get back to the house, because I want to pass out some candy tonight, too.
I understand. So is the real idea here, because it's a seven-month-old baby that obviously can't have solids like that, right?
No, can't eat Tootsie Rolls.
No. And so are you going to be ashamed when they offer you candy, or is it really just knocking on people's doors so they see how adorable your baby is?
I hadn't finished my sentence.
Okay.
He can't eat Tootsie Rolls. He can only produce them.
Oh, that's so cute. You're so funny.
It might be the best Halloween joke yet.
No, you would be happy if he made Tootsie Rolls. He doesn't. Yeah. He makes ghoul. Like, no. The day that he makes Tootsie Rolls, you're like, yes!
Yeah, it's more melted chocolate.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, so, what was your question again?
So, is the point of taking I'm trying to understand the seven-month-old trick-or-treating baby, okay?
Yeah.
Because I never took my son trick-or-treating at 7 months old, but we had, like, a big block party. So what we did is we put him in the same frog outfit that you have.
Yeah.
Is it orange and green?
Orange and green.
With the big orange feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cute.
It's beautiful.
So we put him in a jumper, this little jumpy seat, and he just sat there and jumped. And people took pictures
like
with him.
Like a frog.
And it was so funny.
Yeah.
But we didn't, like, walk him around to other houses because people were coming to trick-or-treat at our house. But so is the idea... So let's say you go ding dong, and there's BJ standing there with Lisa and a 7-month-old baby, and I'm like, isn't he cute? Mm. Knowing in my head, because I'm a mom, there is no way this kid can eat candy. So is the idea you're just showing off the baby to house so you get the accolades how cute he is?
Yeah, well,
or is it that you really want some candy?
I cannot say, because I don't know what the idea is on her part, on Lisa's part. Uh-huh. The idea on my part is to make sure that mommy is happy.
Exactly. That's all.
I'm just playing the game, folks.
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't know. He can't eat the candy. I really don't want the candy because I don't like to have that candy afterwards.
So when you ring the doorbell and you say trick or treat, and they're like, oh my, because the baby will be adorable.
Yeah.
That's like the
frog.
So cute.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, the baby's so cute. And then they offer you some candy. You're going to go, no, I don't want any. And then so we're all standing there and I'm thinking,
no.
Well, why'd you ring my doorbell?
Well, as you said a couple of days ago, I'll hold the frog up in front of my face, and when the door opens, I'll be the one to go, ribbit, trick or treat,
ribbit.
Yes. So it looks like he's saying it, and then when they reach out with the Hershey's bar, Reese's bar, Snickers, whatever, I'll reach my arm around and take it, because he can't even take it at this
exactly.
point, right? I'll take it, drop it in the back, ribbit, thank you.
Okay.
Brilliant.
All right.
There we go. And that's the game plan
now. And then my thought as you walk away is, that dude just used a baby to get candy.
Yeah. I wonder if it's even his baby.
Yeah, it's like, he just stole
the cops.
He stole a baby. Yeah, BJ stole a baby to get candy.
Yeah. What a ploy. That son of a... Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
You
used a baby to get the candy.
Oh, that could be a problem.
Yeah. It's like when I used my Catholic friend to get that little sip of wine and a cracker.
Right.
Yeah. Same deal.
Huh. And I wonder if it'll look that obvious, me driving around in a white van tonight that I rented.
Okay, now you're not funny.
Playing ice cream music.
Oh my God, stop! That's awful.
No, it's going to be, you know, not out for very long, maybe 30 minutes or so, and then pack it up and take it home and pass out some candy from the house. I'm looking forward to that. Last year, I had about 25, 30 trick-or-treaters.
That's cool.
Yeah, the neighborhood seems to be getting quite a few kids.
Mine goes, you know, it comes and goes because our houses are so separated from each other that people don't like to come into our little neighborhood. So we all go shuttle over to the next subdivision because those houses are right by each other.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah, that's the way mine is. It's very tight. Now, Sean, you say you get nothing in your hood.
I don't because we live at the top of the street, so the parents don't let the people come up, the kids come up.
It's not because of the boys' home?
No, the boys' home is empty.
You would think, oh, the boys' home's empty?
They closed
I was going to say, you would think that with the boys' home there, that you would be, you know, a target.
I've thought that in years past, but they don't let them trick-or-treat.
Oh. Yeah. Did you see, and I love this, and this guy is getting grief, but the Alabama, I think it was? I don't know. It started with an A. Anyway, the sheriff in a local town put signs in all the sex offenders' yards, said, do not trick-or-treat here. This is a sex offender. Do not. Oh, and he got a bunch of grief because they're like, we have rights. You can't do that. Oh, yes, you can.
Wow.
I loved it. Can. Yeah, you can.
Sure you can.
I think that's
so
fantastic.
You know, I never thought about that.
All right, so there's an app.
Maybe I should look it up before we go out today.
There's a sex offender app, okay, and you just go to sex offenders, registered sex offenders in Colorado, and you put in your address, it'll show you everyone around you.
Yeah. Now,
it's terrifying.
I think with me, you know, holding the baby and with Lisa there and whatever, I think we're going to be safe.
No, I understand.
I don't even want a sex offender candy.
But I'm just saying for your own good, for the future,
right.
You would be shocked. Like, there's this apartment complex close to my house. Not that close, but kind of close. They're all there.
I've looked it up.
You have?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, I haven't recently, but
since
within the
baby,
past.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before here.
Right.
And I've looked it up. I've gone online and looked, and I'm shocked. I am shocked how many are listed.
I know.
It is unbelievable. And I don't remember exactly what the website is, but you go there and you see these little pens that are stuck on a map with each one.
And then you can zoom it in.
There's like hundreds.
Yeah, and then you can zoom it in and see how close it is to your house.
And they're very close.
Yeah, you're like.
But I think at this point that we've gotten to, that I would be surprised any neighborhood that didn't have one.
I'm not a robot, Sean.
You know what I'm saying?
Not a robot. Yeah, what?
I would be surprised any neighborhood that would pop up that you're completely clear that there's no sex offender in your neighborhood.
I agree with
because there's thousands out there.
And some of them are like weird cases. Like, I'm not defending the sex offender, but remember, Sean, that one story about that kid? He was, gosh, he was 18. His girlfriend was 17. Mm-hmm. And then he had to be registered as a sex offender because they had relations.
Right.
And he was 18 and she was 17. I mean, those, I feel like, come on.
I know a guy that was telling me just a few months ago, we were playing golf together. And I guess he had a buddy. He was telling me the story that whizzed behind a tree on the golf course.
Wait, he whizzed?
He went to the restroom.
Oh,
he
okay.
peed.
Whizz is a fun name.
On a golf course. Near a tree, behind a tree, and someone from an adjacent, like a apartment complex, saw him, got the description, called the police. He got to the clubhouse. He was arrested for exposure and had to register. And he went to the bathroom on the golf course.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've peed in the bushes at a golf course before.
Have you?
So I could have been a sex offender?
You could have easily been on
the
list.
What are you supposed to do? You know that you can't get back to the clubhouse in time. You're going to pee your pants?
Somebody spots you and turns you in.
Wow.
Then you could easily end up on the list.
But I was deep in the bush.
You're probably fine.
Just saying.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're fine because it's been a while ago, but people have been busted.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm going to terrify my son with this one. This is a good one. Thank you.
And they have to live with that for... What, the rest of their life, I guess?
And like I said, the 18-year-old with the 17-year-old girl, that was really kind of, it's a stretch. In my opinion, if I was a judge, I'd be like, listen, you know, young love and all that stuff. He shouldn't have been a sex offender.
Now, Sean, what do you do if you get no trick-or-treaters? Do you guys go out or you just stay home, go dark?
Well, what do you do?
I typically just go dark. I turn off all the lights and just shut it down.
I've done that before. It is horrible.
It is horrible.
Oh, my God. I did that one time because I got in really late from a flight, and it was Halloween, and I did exactly what you said, Sean. And it is the most uncomfortable thing because you feel like they can sense that you're in there.
Yeah, you want to hide.
You do want to hide. It's horrible. Yeah. I don't know. Why are you guys doing that? I hate that.
I don't know, because it's disappointing that I don't get any visitors.
I know, but it's so scary.
Well, then why go dark if you know nobody's coming?
Because if I go dark, I don't have to buy candy. Like, I don't have
But you know nobody's coming. It makes no sense.
Yeah, just live your normal life then.
There's a chance. What if one comes?
Well, then give them some.
You don't have one piece of, here. I've got two right here in the studio. Take those home with
you. Yeah, Dylan has some.
Yeah, Dylan's got some candy. Take home 10 pieces of candy.
I think it's so uncomfortable to be inside your house. It's creepy.
And you remember, I remember people in the neighborhood that go dark.
Yeah, and you knew they were home.
You know what? It might even be June or July, but I know that schmuck right there went dark.
And you remember him for forever.
I do. That's what I'm saying.
Being remembered tonight.
It's like the naughty and nice list that Santa Claus has. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember those dark houses. There's a couple in my neighborhood. They never had lights on.
I do too. That's funny because I can remember them to this day, and I'm old, and I can remember like we knew that the lads. Yeah, they were totally lying. They were inside that house. Yeah,
right. So Sean, you could easily go out, spend $5, get a little bag of candy. And that's all you need.
You know, I'll just get some of the gnarlier ones, the dots and the stuff nobody likes.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's all.
Just participate. That's all.
Something.
Just don't go dark.
All right.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
It's creepy.
Don't be that guy.
This year I won't. Last year we did. You know, and you do feel weird in the house.
The weird part is this.
In your own house, you feel weird.
The weird part is this, that people that listen to our show, they think you're the nice guy.
They don't know.
Sean never makes a mistake.
Know. You know,
Jamie, BJ, those guys, they're obnoxious.
We're ass
but that's Sean. Oh, no.
He's
Guess
so
what?
Nice.
He's the dark guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
Right, I am.
So rude.
Guilty.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.